I need you to look right in the eyes. And I need to know. If you're with us. Or if you're going to stop us and look back out there.
I am with you. Roman, I am with you. Okay? You need to understand that. There are 5 people on the whole planet that are allowed to walk into this room, okay? There's the wise man, the Usos, there's Solo, and there's me. You think that's lost on me? That means the world to me. That means the world to me. You took me in as a member of this family. I am not going to let you down tonight. I will not let you down any night. I am with the bloodline.
If you want to do this,
we'll keep this brief because God knows it's, like I said, there's probably nothing on here.
Oh, I was going to milk this for at least 40 minutes.
Shit. No, there's an MJF promo we got to kill. Which, by the way, I beat that fucking promo to death last week after I thought of it. I'm like, oh my God, I went forever talking about that. There was so much meat on that fucking bone. I'm sorry to everybody that was like, Jesus Christ, this guy keeps going on about this, but it was so ridiculous.
It was your Super Saiyan moments. You were shedding a little skin on that. So.
I was cosplaying like one of these fucking clowns.
Yeah, you were out there, man.
I was Kamehameha.
So we got FTR, Cash Wheeler, and Dax Harwood versus the Briscoes, Jay and Mark.
Jimmy and Jay.
We got the double dog collar match for the ROH World Tag Team Championship.
You know what? They are kind of like the white trash Usos.
Yeah, a little bit.
They kind of are. You know what? That's fine because they're good. I'd say they're as good as the Usos. Fuck
yeah.
It.
I mean, you got the number 2 and the number 3 of the PWI's top 100 best tag teams in a match. ROH match. Come on, guys. This
probably will be the only thing truly worth it on the card. I mean, this is, and the, what I think makes this harder to watch at this point is somewhere in my mind, I'm going, God damn it. I fucking love these guys, but this is going to go nowhere. Do you know what I mean?
It's ROH though. It's got its own storyline. It's got its own mechanics. It's got its own lineup. See, that's the whole thing that I'm kind of hoping, which is what they've been setting up for a while in AEW, which also makes AEW even more convoluted in a lot of ways, is because ROH does have its own fans, has its own everything. Sure. It's literally like, do you remember when the invasion happened and WWE would have Monday Night Raw and then they would like schedule like 1 or 2 WCW matches? And they would change like the color, the apron was now purple. There was like different lights and they would have like a WCW match in the middle of Monday Night Raw. That's what ROH feels like. It feels like a return to that invasion bit.
Except the difference here is that AEW hasn't actively told people that ROH has sucked for years.
Well,
so they didn't know how to act. Like they're like, here's a WCW match on your show. And if you were a WWE fan at the time, all you've been told is that WCW was dog shit.
Right.
For years and years, you know,
Lightning is right. They did that with 205 Live too. But 205 Live. Yeah. I guess that kind of feels the same way too. But I look at ROH as an outside company, even though, you know, Lord Tony Khan owns both of them. ROH has a lot of things that are just specific to ROH, where 205 Live felt more like bringing NXT up to WWE.
Well, AEW is basically 205 Live anyways, with a couple exceptions. But actually, you know what? I'd say that ROH at this point feels a little bit more like, do you remember during COVID when they started making ghost kitchens in places?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where it'd be like out of the fucking TGI Fridays, they're running a place called Zing Dings.
Right.
And it's like a fake fucking pizzeria or some shit. Hmm. Like, that's what it feels like on AEW, where you're just like, you know, out of AEW, we're running a Ring of Honor. And you're like, oh, well, actually, the Ring of Honor doesn't look too bad either. And it's like, are you sure you don't want Applebee's? You're like, no, I kind of want the Ring of Honor. The Ring of Honor is pretty good. They're like, ah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Surprise, we own the Ring of Honor too.
Yeah. Wait till we give you burnt curly fries.
You're getting chilies, motherfucker. Oh.
Take that. Well, no, this will be a good match. It's just, yeah, like I said, it won't go anywhere.
There's, I agree. No, this will be a good match. I'm kind of hoping it does, though. I'm kind of hoping that they take this and they do the right thing and they regulate it to ROH things. And if he's already, because Tony Khan's already had these meetings with the TBS executives and Warner and all that stuff. So the discussion of ROH getting television has been something that's already been in deliberation. We just don't know how far along everything is. I don't know, and I'm surprised nobody's ever asked, is the reason that Tony Khan is waiting for the two events to have passed because A, Warner needs time, or because B, he's not sure if he wants to invest in ROH in this direction?
I just don't know if, well, at this point too, does this guy have the ability to even, I mean, he doesn't have the ability to book one show. Does he have the ability to book another fucking company?
Well, isn't that why we all thought that the first ROH was so good, is because people found out that Tony Khan didn't book that?
Yeah, that's basically what it was.
Right.
Well, that's another thing that has kind of driven all of us more sensible people crazy all along. It's like, if this guy even had a dude like Delirious helping him book the show, I'm not sitting here being like, go get a 60-year-old fucking, you know, guy.
So what about Excalibur?
Yeah. Oh. fucking Excalibur.
Sorry. Curveball.
But yeah, this will be good. And by the way, for all the talk that FDR has left off AEW television because of its, the Young Bucks are trying to bury them. Can we stop pretending that the reason why the Briscoe brothers aren't on the network television is because Jay Briscoe made a homophobic tweet 10 years ago?
Right.
I'm willing to bet at this point it's more so the Young Bucks do know they're a fucking threat, and they're right.
38 minutes, guys.
Blow them off the fucking water.
38 minutes. Dalton Castle and the boys, Brandon Tate and Brent Tate, versus the Embassy, Brian Cage and the Gates of Agony, Bishop Khan and Toa Leona with Prince Nana in a six-man tag team match for the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Championship.
I'm glad Daniel Cormier got booked again. Mm. Oh no, Prince Nana. Yeah. I like Prince Nana. This is fine aside from Brian Cage, but there's really not much people involved in this that should make anybody go out of their way to watch it. You know what I mean?
You're not giving me winners and losers on this one, homie.
Oh, I thought we were doing winners and losers. Oh, okay. I thought we were just talking about the card. All right. So I'll say for the first one, FTR is going to win because they have to pretend that they give a shit about FTR and they're not just trying to get the fuck out of the company. For this one, it was the Dalton Castle and the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with Dalton Castle.
I'm going to go with Embassy on this one. I agree with you about FTR, but I'm totally going to go Embassy on this.
Yeah,
maybe just because
I'd have to see the rest of the card too. I'd have to think like which way they're going to go with this.
We'll get down the rest of the card. We got Swerve in Our Glory with Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee versus the Shane Taylor Promotions with Shane Taylor and JD Griffey in a tag team match.
Shane Taylor is talented, but he's one of the most unfortunately shaped humans I've ever seen in my life. I mean, that's all I can really say. Okay. Clearly, Soft Swerve is going to win this fucking match. I mean, why are we even wasting our time here, folks?
Samoa Joe versus the Juice Robinson singles match for the ROH World Television Championship. Funny fact, ROH isn't on TV.
Mish, I dub the king of all VCRs. Can I be the like the landline champion?
Yes.
Oh wait, some people still have landlines.
The DSL deity.
Jesus. God, by the way, remember Wardlow? Remember that guy? Huh? Remember he was having a feud with Samoa Joe?
Oh, Wardlow. Yeah, Wardlow versus
Remember that guy?
But this is ROH, and Wardlow has no place in ROH.
Wardlow seemingly has no place anywhere on this show, on anything involving Tony Khan. He was only doing fucking gangbusters. Yeah. That said, I'm hoping that this is a Wardlow interference and fucking Juice Robinson wins.
Yeah,
that would be the most reasonable thing for them to do, right?
Wardlow picks up Juice Robinson and just spears Samoa Joe with Juice Robinson. That'd be great.
How about just even as simple as, you know, whatever, fucking, you know, Wardlow does something to Joe to fuck him over in the match so that way Juice Robinson wins. Sure. I think that's simple. Yeah. How about, because let's once again pretend that Wardlow gets to do anything. That's my prediction.
So you think that Juice Robinson is going to win by fuckery?
Yeah. Yeah, via fuckery, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a hard no on that. I'm gonna say Samoa Joe wins because I don't think Tony Khan knows who Juice Robinson is.
Come on, he's wrestling the Tokyo Dome, dude.
Oh shit, that's right. Well, maybe.
You know the rules. He knows.
But you know what, man? I think he likes the Samoa Joe. I think the Samoa Joe is gonna get a couple more belts. I think. Remember that 2000s meme back in from the TNA days when they used to decorate Samoa Joe with every single championship.
Yeah, now it's his turn to do it here.
The Burger King Kids Club crown. I remember that. Yeah.
That's the move to do that to a guy at 44 years old, at 43.
Well, he's never been properly respected until Tony Khan. Come on, let's be honest.
That's a good point. You know what, though? I'm sticking with my prediction. Juice Robinson. Mm. Saying the juice, and hopefully Wardlow gets involved.
Joe loves the juice.
Back in the juice.
Unlike Kanye. Mercedes Martinez versus Athena in a singles match for the ROH Women's World Championship.
I hate to root against your girl here, but I'm not rooting, but I think it's going to be Athena.
Oh, especially after her comments about being held down because she's a woman.
Oh, is it? No.
Oh,
she wouldn't say something like that.
Well, hold on a moment. Apparently you didn't hear Wednesday's show.
Did she say that while she was wearing a Dragon Ball Z karate gi too? Because that's cool and flattering, and people find that interesting. See, no one else would do something like that.
She said, people forget that girls can hit just as hard as the guys. I have to sit there and see John Moxley and Chris Jericho and Wheeler Uterus and all these guys hit the tar out of each other. I guarantee you, if I was a man, I feel like there wouldn't be as much backlash or anything like that. You start second guessing I'll continue. Sorry. It's all of these old bloated farts that want to sit there and tell us, oh no, we need to go out there and look pretty. And then they complain when it's a dance. They complain when we hit hard. Get over it. We're out here to be just as good as the guys and give it our all. You start second guessing yourself. And then finally you just have to say, fuck it. And that's basically what I've done. Is just say fuck it, and I'm going to do what I do best.
I'd like to think that this was a heel promo.
It was on Busted Open, so who knows?
She might be really this dumb. I have thought that in the past that she was, you know, pretty talented.
She is. She is talented. I think her mindset is kind of fucked up. It. Well, because there was other things too, and my big whole debate on this, even when I was talking about Kev, was when does it become not the fault of the fans, but your responsibility as an athlete and as a talent in order to get those fans to cheer for you? Why do you
it is always your responsibility. You're an entertainer.
Why do you immediately relate any kind of negativity to your gender as opposed to the entertainment that you're responsible for giving fans? You know what I mean?
Allow me to say this as the king. I am Kid Hollywood. I am the king of all media and entertainment. So this is why I get to say this clearly. If you ask me, I will humbly say it is always your responsibility as an entertainer to entertain. And if people aren't enjoying it, that's on you. That is your responsibility to change. That is your responsibility to adapt. It is your responsibility to give people something that they want to pay money to come and see. Yes. That is not their fault that they don't like what you do when you signed up to do that exact fucking job.
Right.
Am I crazy? Does that sound?
No.
They don't like what I'm doing. Well, yours.
I can only hope that she was working on Busted Open Radio. I can only hope that she's doing that in a way to garner some heat. It's a weird way to do it, by blaming the fans. I mean, in this scenario and making it an inclusive political agenda, but I don't think in any way. And Kevin's point was, aren't we all on the same fucking team? So why is it always us, the girls? Why is everything always separated when it comes to like situations like this? What happened to the whole show is supposed to help each other? What happened to the whole promotion is there to make the fucking ticket worth the squeeze?
That's 100%. Yeah, he's correct. He's 100% correct, in my opinion. But also at the same time, too, it's okay for these guys to be hitting each other. No, I think that's fucking dumb, too.
Right.
I'll be the first one to sit there and tell you that Eddie Kingston has wasted years of his career wanting to be a Japanese wrestler. He has wasted years of his fucking life and years of his career instead of being an entertainer and doing what people want to see him do.
Right.
And doing what people are excited to see, and instead jerk off to his VHS tapes from 1995. Because he said, I'm going to be Takahashi Yoshihiko from fucking Tokyo Dome. Nobody wants that. You want that. And it's the same thing with her. Oh, they all say, the guys hit each other. Why can't I fucking hit? How about you just be interesting?
I think Brian actually has it on point. He says that, you know what? Athena wasn't working. That was a shoot. She doesn't know the difference. And if she wants to work stiff, do it on the main show with an established star, not a prelim scrub. I think it also goes to the point where this might be just the way that she holds herself in order to get attention. It worked for the Young Bucks. It worked for Omega. It worked for Paige. It worked for a lot of these bad examples in the company. If it's working for them, why can't it work for Athena? If this is what she has to do to get noticed, you might be onto something.
Yeah. And the second this thing ends, she's done.
Well,
I mean, with that attitude, like, what is that? I wouldn't want to go back to WWE. Okay, go home.
Right.
What? Fine, go the fuck home.
Well, she can always go to Impact. They're not going anywhere.
That's true.
But yeah, Mercedes Martinez versus Athena.
Athena will win because that company and Tony Khan has a rich history of rewarding people for being as stupid as humanly possible.
But I'm going to put out the positive, and I'm going to say Mercedes Martinez is going to win. She probably won't, but in my heart, I believe that Mercedes Martinez is a better wrestler than Athena and deserves that women's championship.
You're doing that scene from what's it called? Intervention.
Well,
with the son where he's like, I know, I still love you.
But that's okay. Afterwards, I'll be doing the, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Well, that's as good as the
emotional damage.
See, now that would be like a good, now that's a good three-way match. You have Simon Birch, I'm sorry.
Yes.
You have emotional damage and the guy. You put them together. Sure. And that's probably better than the next three matches on this show.
Wrestling Soup will be right back. Wrestling Soup, motherfucker.
Well, I mean, if that didn't get you going, Joe. The next match on the card is really going to make the night.
Ooh, I'm tingling. Let's see.
Daniel Garcia versus Wheeler Yuta in a pure wrestling rules match for the ROH Pure Championship.
Oh, my God. What's it like to watch two rice cakes bang against each other? Fucking snooze. Oh, my God. Give me a break. Holy fucking Christ.
Daniel Garcia versus a rice calculator. Yes.
I said cake. I said cake. Rice cake. And it has nothing to do with his ethnicity. And everything to do with the blandness. All right. Everything to do with the blandness.
Daniel Garcia is like eating a corn tortilla with nothing on it.
Yeah.
Just nothing. It's not even cooked. They didn't even cook the tortilla. You're just eating a plain corn tortilla. Enjoy yourself.
Daniel Garcia is like, he's, you know what? I'm trying to, I can't even come up with something as bland as him. It's a problem. He's like eating when you had COVID. He's like a COVID. Yeah. He's like a COVID.
He's a rice cake during COVID prison meal. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he's like biting into a potato when you had COVID. Like, it's just, there's nothing there, nothing to this kid. And it's still funny to imagine like 3 or 4 months ago, we're like, this kid's going to get shot to the moon. And then he's just gone.
Oh, they tried. You can't sit there and say that TK didn't try. They did. They gave him his own musician. They gave him a lot of promo time and highlights and matches. And I don't know. Maybe this is the direction.
I'm a wrestler.
Dude, they gave him the ROH Pure Championship.
Yeah, purely what? Well, tasteless, like pure, like water. Another thing that's also tasteless.
Yeah, but I enjoy and water, like, and it's good for you too. So
that's a good point. You got me there. Water is the essence of life. This is the essence of fucking going night nights.
Well, who's your pick for the NyQuil Championship, there, Joe?
It's gotta be fucking Yuta, right? Is that it? Cause this is the night where wrestling will triumph over sports entertainment, right? Are we still doing that shit?
Is this the match that makes Wheeler Yuta exciting?
Oh, dude, to be fair, fucking Wheeler Yuta's like getting a fucking blowjob on the zipper compared to Daniel Garcia, though. I mean, my God. And by the way, the zipper's a ride, guys, not your actual zipper on your pants.
Zipped up the dick and still get a blowjob anyways, you know? It's that mix of pleasure and pain, guys. That's what it is.
Yeah, he is legitimately like, I don't know, man. He's a shot of adrenaline compared to Daniel Garcia, so.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on this, though. I do think that Wheeler Yuta needs the championship in order to bring it back to the Blackpool Combat Club.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. The preemie is in the preliminaries. The preliminaries.
Oh, the preemie liminaries, yes.
I'm sorry.
We got main event of the night. Chris Jericho versus Claudio Castagnoli singles match for the ROH World Championship. If Castagnoli loses, he will then have to join the Jericho Appreciation Society.
In a match you saw on free television a month ago.
Jericho's going to win. Guys. Jericho's going to win because it makes too much sense for Claudio to be the guy.
You think, oh, and that, man, are we going to go with that awesome story? Claudio's got to wear Jake Hagar's hat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have another hat. Because you know what? When it comes to doling out the gimmicks, man, oh, man, Jake Hagar is just the star maker. Claudio's never had fame until Jake Hagar putting a purple hat on him is the fame that he'll receive.
Do you know that the fucking horrible Brazzers fucking promo that they had a couple of weeks ago where it was like them sitting in a warehouse and they were yelling back and forth?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a part where Claudio was like, I am sick of all this shit. I'm like... You know what? I'm sure this is coming from a place of truth.
That's a shoot.
Claudio's never been the best promo, and I can attribute that to him speaking 11 languages and Sometimes it's just getting lost in translation. But I'm sure in that moment he really was truly sick of this bullshit. Sure, he's done. Yeah, you're probably right. Jericho will probably fucking win this. Even though all sense would lead you to this happening and them finally killing off this dumb fucking feud, it wouldn't surprise me if Jericho led to him putting a purple hat on him and him being on TV for another 3 months.
So. I would, but honestly, the best scenario out of this is Claudio wins, becomes the ROH world champion, and they drop the news that ROH is getting television, and he goes into the company as your reigning champion. Come on. Tell me that's not a beautiful fucking story and wouldn't make people happy again.
No, you're right. I mean, I think that's a better, that's like a better idea and a better case scenario for this, but it is so difficult to imagine Chris Jericho letting people leave happy.
Does he have like a Hogan thing going on? Is Chris Jericho at that Hogan level?
Yeah.
Cause I mean, it seems like more and more, you're not hearing about the altruism of Chris Jericho working with the younger guys. You're not hearing about Chris Jericho being a leader of the locker room. You're hearing more and more of Chris Jericho in it for himself.
Well, that, and also what makes his situation a little bit more sad than the Hogan thing is I don't think it's about money. Like Hogan's thing was kind of, you know, obviously ego was involved, but there was a lot of like, I'm keeping my spot, brother. I want to make my money, brother. I don't
Linda needed new lips every other week, man. I mean, come on.
And Linda took it all afterwards anyways. Fuck. But you look at it and you're like, I don't think Jericho's doing this because of money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I mean, you say that, but then you also realize this dude's still putting out cruises. This guy's still doing Dancing with the Stars and every other preliminary game show that he can get on. He still has his radio show. He's still doing tours. Like, I get it.
Tony Khan's going to still pay him out the ass either way. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that he's, I don't know, maybe I'd assume he knows something that we don't. I mean, shouldn't he?
Well,
where somewhere in his mind, he's able to look at Tony and be like, I'm the big star here. Look, I'm your last really big name. Look, I'm your I'm an ROH champion. And Tony's like, man, that's true. That means something.
Yeah. Three years down the road, and I'm still your biggest name because I couldn't help make anyone else.
Right. Because everyone else, because the only other guy that came in here that was close to me got fucking ran out of the company.
Tony, you need to start hiring real talent around here, man. That's what I'm.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's.
Who's getting fired from WWE next week? Can we pick up a couple of them, get some talent in here?
Yeah, and here's the funny thing is now looking at what's going on in WWE, who's going to go? Why would any of them go either way?
It's going to be another NXT bus flip. Look, they're doing more of that NIL program. I know that the Performance Center tryouts happened. Drew Gulak showed up in NXT. So, I mean, come on. Maybe there's hope, Joe. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, they like, well, you know what? I think that they genuinely, I don't even think, I know they genuinely like Gulak. So that's why Gulak is still there. And I also think Gulak has sense. Like, he's not one of these guys that's sitting around beating a drum, being like,
oh, you never hear bad news from Gulak. I don't think we ever have. Other than
just, I don't think he's not whining. Right. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like, why am I not on TV? He's like, I'll do whatever you need me to do. Just keep on paying me.
Soldier. He's a fucking soldier, and that's what this company, that's what WWE needs to have more of, and that's what AEW direly needs to survive. They need more soldiers.
And they got nobody. But this is the thing, though, too. It's like getting the right people and then also them having the right mindset. Gulak is a dude from, like, the suburbs outside of Philly. I just fill it in the blanks here. I'm assuming he's from a more regular working-class family. And he's sitting there going, I am making more money than I ever could in my entire life. I am fine.
Right.
Doing something that I, or even just being around something I like. And he's appreciative of it. Instead of like, why am I not the champion? Like, he's not an idiot.
Right.
And that's all you need sometimes, or a lot of the times now in wrestling to get by. It's like somebody giving you a chance and not being stupid. And they're like, wow, this guy's great.
Well,
because
who are you picking to win this? So you're going to go with Jericho?
Yeah. Come on. Jericho is more than likely going to just put himself the fuck over. Cesaro or, you know, whatever we're calling him this month would probably be a better choice.
Man.
But more than likely, Jericho is going to put himself over.
I hope Claudio wins. I'm going to go with Claudio just for the good feels of it. And I'd like to think that he wins by Chris Hero coming out of the fucking, out of the audience and waddling to the ring. And, maybe a little shenanigans on Chris Jericho, maybe hits him with a hot dog or something.
Well, then what they're going to do is they're going to put a smoker out in front of the building and like a bat signal. They are in Texas.
A fat signal. What's a fat signal, Joe? I had never heard of those.
Commissioner Gordon.
Commissioner Tony. Chris Hero showing up for battle.
We need you, Chris. Guys got any fucking pick sheets left?
Can I have Cheetos added to my contract?
Tony Schiavone interviews him. The first Ring of Honor contract signed with a Dorito. Poor Chris Hero, man. I'm laying into the fucking guy. He probably looks better than Shane Taylor.
No, he has some kind of thyroid issue. I know, yeah. Everybody was like, he's on steroids. And I'm like looking at Chris Hero going,
I don't think those helped.
How? Looking at Chris Hero is always like, how? This guy's never been a buff dude. So if he was on steroids, I don't know.
He was on cutting agents and I form of it, but that also does absolutely mangle your thyroid. Mm. Being on that sort of yo-yo diet your whole life where it's just like, 200 pounds, 300 pounds, 200 pounds, right, 300 pounds, right. 180 pounds, 350 pounds. Like, doing that to your body is eventually going to fuck it up.
See, let me throw this out there, because Black T says, you know, he did the roids wrong, just roids, no exercise. Maybe, but I also look at guys like Kevin Owens, who's constantly getting just belittled by random fucks online, like us, but not us. But I mean, people that just randomly assault his body type, and it's like, man, Kevin Owens is pretty active for being a guy that's just considered a lazy fat ass. It's like, that's just not fair.
Tries, Mish. It's right. Obvious that he tries.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to those people. They just look at him, go, oh, he's lazy. Look at him, he's fat. And it's like, I don't know, man. This guy's working what, 4 or 5 days a week? Like,
And he's wrestling fit 20-minute long, half an hour long matches. Right. I think Owens is just a guy that got fat athletic genes. You got the fat guy who's athletic genes.
Well, just like the old just school, like old school bodybuilders that were all barrel chested and shit. You look back at those guys of the 50s and 60s and call them pussies. Fuck.
Well, they also didn't understand, like, I mean, they had a very loose concept of food actually affecting your physique.
Right, but they didn't have those physiques that look like a fucking liver king. But a fact, they were solid fucking muscle. Muscle. Mark Henry's another guy. Mark Henry, if you're just looking at him from the distance, you're like, wow, that's a fat dude. And then you realize Mark Henry's picked up fucking cars. There's something to be said about body type. And I'm not writing Chris Hero off and just saying, oh, it's his body type, because I really don't know. But I always did believe when he said that he had thyroid issues, that was legitimately a problem that he faced.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I'm not being I'm joking around here. It's, you know, just clowning. But yeah, like even just this thing like that's posted at this GIF of Owens right now, you look at him and his build there. He just looks like a regular, he looks like a 40-year-old guy that works out a couple of days a week.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like he looks awful.
Kevin Owens is not a muckbanger there, Quadruple J.
No. I mean, granted, now he looks much better than he has for the majority of his career. But like,
yeah, he really
But has. Like, you look at him there and people are like, he looks like shit. I'm like, he's fucking 40.
Right.
It's a 40-year-old man. Not every 40-year-old man's walk around looking like Bobby Lashley or Sheamus. or right. goddamn, you know, AJ Styles.
Or the Liver King. Yeah.
もうすぐレスリングスープが始まるから、いい子にしててね。
You know, we were talking about NXT a little bit earlier because we have this weekend as well on Saturday, NXT Deadline. I believe that's starting at around 8 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, give me a break. Come on.
Well, so we're going to have, yeah, because 4 o'clock is when ROH starts. And then after that, at 8 o'clock, NXT starts.
Yeah, take that, Vince. Or Triple H, whatever.
And we've got a few matches on the card. Alba Fire versus Isla Dawn singles match.
It sounds like fake names at this point to me, that's for sure. Alba Alba Fire, Isla Dawn, Isla Dawn. It's just some sort of fucking, are we putting a, is this Hocus Pocus?
I think Isla Dawn's going to win it. She's also probably one of those women that are going to be slated for NXT Europe. You got to remember too, that there's a lot of people that are going to be on these cards for the next couple months, because we don't know when NXT Europe is going to debut. It's supposedly next year, early next year, but I don't think they've ever put a definitive date on it. So I'm thinking it would probably make sense if they announced it maybe around WrestleMania, maybe a Royal Rumble. I'm not sure, but I would say WrestleMania is when they would announce it, because you got to figure there's going to be a lot of NXT stars that are going to vacate NXT and go overseas immediately after WrestleMania.
Oh, those poor bastards. So Isla Dawn. I'm
trying to remember. Well, she's going to be the one, because they've kind of been building up the feud between them. They've got back and forth. She's like the crazier version of Alba Fire, really. So So I'm gonna go with
Isla. So this is two. Let me see if I can get this right. So this is two women that are gonna lay into each other and beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, it'll be a good match. Yes, she's.
Are
a witch.
You sure? Thank because you. I was told by Athena that's not allowed.
Ah, well, that's only if you're a woman. Didn't say anything about witches.
So, that's a good point. That's a good point.
We got Pretty Deadly versus the New Day, tag team match for the NXT Championship.
All right, I could fuck with that.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. Well, that's a tough one. Who the fuck? I don't think they're going to just give the New Day the NXT belt.
I don't see that either, but I see a lot of people say double DQ. Yeah, I've seen double DQ, count out, something like that. Although I also see, you know, Pretty Deadly retaining by DQ as well. So
let me tell you, that's talk about giving them a dry run, huh? Mm. Basically saying, hey, guys, if you can make this work with these two dudes, where you're really able to, you know, think about moving you up.
Oh, this is going to be a good match no matter what. Yeah.
Yeah. This should be good. Match. Yeah. Assuming, DQ, Dairy Queen.
Bron Breakker versus Apollo Crews singles match for the NXT Championship.
This is tough because what you're stuck with here is two guys, Bron, who's still incredibly fucking green, and I've rooted for the guy. You know what I mean? Apollo, I've wanted it to click for him for a long time, and it just doesn't. Super athletic. You can tell he's just the nicest fucking guy. There's just something about him where if, like, you found out he was a dickhead, it'd be like, well, he is a master of disguise. Well, because there's some people you just look at him and can tell they're nice people, and he just seems that way. You know
like,
what I mean?
Like you've said a million times, you don't have to be the champion to contribute to the card. I think Apollo Crews is the guy who contributes to the card. He doesn't need to have a title in order to have value. The guy puts on good matches, and like you said, he's a crowd pleaser and he's a talent pleaser. If he's nice to everybody in the back and he's just this positive force, why wouldn't you keep him around? Why wouldn't you have a guy like this brightening up the days of anybody that's having a bad one? You know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he just strikes me as a guy that eventually will end up in like the clusterfuck kind of scrambly matches. And that'll just be his role going forward. Not super big on the personality, not the best.
He had a good sit down. That little promo that him and Bron had at the Greasy Spoon was all right. I kind of liked it seeing Apollo as a person as opposed to trying to make him this big grandiose character. Same thing with Breakker too. Breaker almost feels like every time he's cutting a promo in the ring or in the back or something like that, it always has this air of, I'm a son of a Steiner. And it's like, okay, it's like, it's not anything against him. It's not as if the promos are bad or anything, but it almost feels like you're expecting more every time you see him because of the pedigree he has. And it was nice seeing these two dudes sit down at a fucking greasy spoon and talk shit to each other calmly. And I was kind of like, yeah, this is how dudes would do it. If dudes are going to go out back and beat the living shit out of each other, they're going to have a calm discussion beforehand, and then it's going to get heated up, and then they're going to do it, you know?
And they understand, and like, this is why it's going to happen.
Right. And not only
this
that,
is why.
They made it very clear that they had respect for each other. All the more reason that two people are just going to be like, you know? So I was like, okay, I'm
well,
okay with
this. This is how you find a way to justify heel versus heel matches. Well, this situation, a face versus face match, instead of just being like, you know what, crowd, you figure it out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you right. give the people something to look at and be like, well, you know what? Both of these guys have their reasons. I get it. He's the champion. He's trying to prove himself, you know, fill in the blank. This guy has a family to feed. You know, he wants to, this is a, you know, a milestone for him. So it's not just, fuck it.
Right.
These guys will just have a good match. So because they have a good match, the crowd should just care.
Well, I'm going to go with Bron Breakker on this one.
Yeah. Bron's going to hold that belt until they actually feel like he's ready to go. And I think that's going to be a while still. I mean, the guy still needs a lot of work, but
we got, you know, Zoe Stark versus Cora Jade versus Roxanne Perez versus Kiana James versus Indy Hartwell, Women's Iron Survivor Challenge to determine the number one contender for the NXT Women's Championship.
Oh boy, toilets all over America will be getting there. Feed me your stool. This sounds awful. God, this sounds awful. Roxy Starks and fucking McFlipskins and Avril Lavigne. Like, I can't imagine giving two shits about this match. This is bad.
Indy Hartwell would be fun, but I kind of want Indy to lose so that they can bring her up with Dexter. They've already kind of teased it. They did the house show thing a couple weeks ago. Even before that, they had Dexter continue the storyline coming down NXT and giving her the letter. Like, they're definitely going to put Indy with Dexter. And I'd like it to happen sooner than later. So if she gets a championship run, which I just don't see, that would keep her away longer. And I don't want that. So,
well, this is where WWE, you expect them to know better. You expect them to rise to the occasion and go, hey, we mean this in the nicest way.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to be dicks here.
Right.
But your value is as a personality, as opposed to a below average in ring performer. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. You hope that somebody there is like, hey, listen, we're not telling you that you can't get in the ring and work out and try to get better, but you're likable. You have a great fucking thing going with this guy. So let's just focus on that.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I'm saying Cora is going to be the one to win it. I think I just have a feeling.
Yeah,
that they're going to give it to the skater girl.
Yeah, they're all
not
in
the
on
hater
fucking
girl. Yeah,
they're all in on fucking Willow Smith there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you think it's going to be Zoe Stark? Because I think she could win the match if she just starts cutting a promo for 9 minutes.
They all just everyone gets counted out.
Zoe's a good wrestler, though. I can't knock her for that. Just that bad.
No,
promo.
They just left the poor girl out to dangle. She's not good at that.
Right.
She's not good at it's the same thing like Apollo Crews, where like he's a face.
Yeah.
Some people you see them and you hear them talk for 30 seconds and you're like, this is a nice person. Stop trying to convince me they're not.
Right.
I'm not buying it. Daniel Bryan, it took years for him to be convincing as a heel. And it was mostly padded by the fact that he was so fucking good as a heel in the ring.
No. It was because he had to do probably the shittiest thing you can do as a human being in a wrestling ring. And that slap the shit and fucking degrade a woman.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
They had him putting down AJ Lee for almost a year before people went, hey, this guy's a piece of shit.
I almost forgot about that. Jesus. Oh,
AJ Lee was his sacrificial lamb to get him over as a heel.
Yeah, he was the wrestling boyfriend that would have gotten you canceled on Twitter.
Right? Could you imagine running that storyline in 2022?
Right.
Fuck.
That's basically what his character was.
Yeah.
She's gonna write that tweet on the fucking yellow pad. Yeah. And then Daniel Bryan said to me that I was never gonna be a good wrestler like him.
Yeah, right. Athena's just channeling AJ Lee at this point.
Well, that sounds like some anime shit. She's probably doing that.
Carmelo Hayes versus JD McDonagh versus Grayson Waller versus Joe Gacy versus Axiom Men's Iron Survivor Challenge to determine the number one contender for the NXT Championship.
Now, I've been kind of out of the NXT loop. Who is Axiom?
He's a guy that wears a mask.
I was going to say this. Is this a new medicine for fucking plaque psoriasis?
Yeah, I think it takes care of gout.
Oh.
And so it takes care of a little bit of gout.
Should I consult my doctor
A-Kid.
Before I
thank you? Yeah. Yes, he's A-Kid.
What is it? Oh.
His name is A-Kid Scripps. Oh no, Purple Haze. Oh no.
Yeah, should I consult my physician before starting Axiom?
Maybe what happens is Scripps beats up Axiom backstage and nobody notices the difference when he comes out there.
Yeah, there'd be no indicators. And if you say they're different, you're part of the problem.
That's right.
Yeah, you know why they're the same, man.
Exactly.
Axiom. Give me a fucking, come on, dude.
I think it's either going to be Gacy because they kind of put the story to him, or it's going to be Carmelo Hayes.
Well, yeah, you hope it's Carmelo. But I'm not, but listen, this, I will not forget that this guy's name is Axiom. And they gave him that name and they were like, yeah, let's do something with that.
Yeah.
No one's, who gives a fuck? That's awful. That is a terrible name, dude. Larry the Axiom Hennig.
I was thinking it was Moxie backwards. Like my dyslexia kicked in. It's like, oh, this kid's got Moxie. Let's call him Axiom. Okay.
This kid's got Axiom. Oh boy. Yeah. I guess we'll have to see, but I'm sticking with Carmelo. I think that they clearly like him. They want to do something with him and rightfully so. He's another guy that I think that the personality will come with time too. And
sure.
We'll get there.
Yeah. We made this pretty dark. Well, anyways, enjoy yourselves guys. Much love to the Alleged Wrestling Podcast. They had a show on earlier. Make sure you check out the boys there. Check out Falls Count Radio with Andrew Karlick. Check out Drew Yari's 15 shows that he does a week. Also, Jeff Lipman, Hangover.
I think that's Team 26.
Yes, and Garden of Doom. And then, of course, tonight we've got Kevin all by himself working the shaft. Castle Chronicles, patreon.com/DonTonyD. Make sure you check out our stuff, patreon.com/wrestlingsoup. Much love to the people that have been on there. And we got a little something special. It's that time of year, and I haven't even told Joey about it. It's time to start putting up the poll work for the Soupies.
Kinky.
2022.
Oh,
it's time to start putting up the polls and start getting some of these votes in there. It's about that fucking time.
Yes.
So much love, everybody. See you Saturday night.
Yeah,
you looking forward to that? Come on, two pay-per-views, Joe. Two events. 8 hours of wrestling with ROH and NXT.
Oh, boy. Gee willikers.
Yeah. Also, over the next two Fridays as well, I believe I also have Kevin Castle on Fridays for people that are interested. So we're going to have Kevin Castle's SmackDown Rampage shows as well. So, but yeah, that's it. Much love, everybody. Peace.